Sarah's sacrifice. When God spoke to Abraham and told him to bring his son to Mount Moriah, Sarah, listening at the tent door, straightened her back and prepared herself. She cleaned the cooking place, walked to the herds to see the new lambs, and sat silently in the vineyards. She lit the candles one more time. She took her woolen shawl, laid her hand heavy on Isaac's head, and left, alone. She went, Moriah in her eyes. Yet Hagar stayed. She served the father of her son and cooked the meals. She listened to the ancient stories. She taught the two boys the law and love and hardships near the desert well. Hagar became the bucket of water, the lambs she sheared, the grass under her master's seat. And when the silent evening came, she brought in wine and bread. She dried and cooled her master's brow. The man called in the boys to leave his blessings, legacy. Then Hagar told them everything about the Lord, how she listened silently and stayed and carried water from the well, how Abraham gave her a son, and how she raised him and his younger brother. She told them how she fed the herds and attended to the patriarch. She spoke to the boys and told them everything about the Lord.